Hare Krishna. Doership is not the problem. The notion of soul doership is. Those who become familiar with the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, they often come to know that the Bhagavad Gita teaches we are not the doers. And often a verse is quoted from the Bhagavad Gita 3.27, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. Ahankara vimodhatma kartahamiti manyate. So, this verse says that actually the modes of material nature, they do everything, and only a soul who is deluded by ignorance, by arrogance, ahankara vimodhatma, which a person thinks, I am the doer, kartahamiti manyate. And so this may make someone think that, okay, am I really not the doer? But aren't we doing things? For example, now I'm speaking, say you are hearing. And if you look at the Bhagavad Gita itself, the Bhagavad Gita also says that we are doers. Now the Bhagavad Gita concludes with Krishna, Arjuna telling Krishna that Karishye Vachanam Tava, I will do your will. And Krishna also says that, oh Arjuna, now you decide what you want to do. Now do as you desire. Yathe ichchasiddha kuru. So kuru means do. That means it's doership is there. So how do we reconcile this concept of doership with non-doership? So in the Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, Krishna states that tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuya pashyata kritabuddhitvan nasa pashyati durmatihi. So tatra evam sati kartaram. Kartaram, when one thinks, I alone am the doer, atmanam kevalam tuya. Kevala, when one thinks, I am the only doer, pashyati akritabuddhitvan, such a person is not able to see properly. Nasa pashyati durmatihi, such a person does not see, because the consciousness is misdirected. So, when we focus on the practice of spiritual life, and by practicing spiritual life, we start perceiving higher spiritual realities, then we understand that actually we do play a role in the completion of actions. But we are definitely not playing the only role. So there are factors beyond us which shape the result of actions. Daivam chaivatra panchimam. Previous verse talks about daiva. Daiva being the ultimate factor. So the verse talks about how actually the destiny, the divine will, the divine providence, that is the ultimate decider of things. And therefore, we need to be careful in not assuming for ourselves that which is not our role. So, just like a simple example, that when we do any activity, say we play a sport, so at that time, the sports person's performance matters a lot. The batsman has to, say if there's cricket matches, then the batsman has to bat properly. But at the same time, while batting properly, the batsman also has to recognize that I am not the match is not decided by me alone. The batsman may be on a roll, batting superbly, and suddenly if rains come, then the batsman will not be able to lead the team to victory. Or the batsman may be on a roll and suddenly there is some mishap occurs. See, the fielder throws the ball and instead of hitting the stumps, the ball hits the batsman's foot and the batsman gets injured. But there are so many things which can go wrong. And when success comes, success does not come because of the batsman's endeavor alone. So the batsman does play a role. The batsman is definitely a doer, but the batsman is not the sole doer. So similarly, when we do actions in this world, at that time we are definitely doers. we do initiate action, we do desire to do the action, and to the extent we recognize our role and act in accordance with our role, to that extent we do our part in the action leading to its successful completion, to its fructification. So just as if a batsman does not bat properly, then the team cannot move towards victory, especially if that batsman is playing a very significant role. And especially say if that batsman is, if the batsman gets out, then the team won't move towards victory. The batsman has to play one's role. But the batsman's role is not the final role. So similarly, we will see in our efforts, in our life, that we, suppose we study for an exam. Our studies are important, but our studies alone don't determine the result. There are times when, despite doing our best studies, still we don't get the result. Sometimes the exam has something, which old syllabus, or sometimes some computing mistake can happen. Sometimes we may get a blackout before the exam, or we may fall sick before the exam and not be able to attend the exam at all. So there are many things which can go wrong. And therefore, we need to be careful without letting ourselves get enamored by the idea that we are the doers. We are the doers, but we are not the sole doers. By recognizing our important, but not our role, which is the doer, our role in bringing about results is definite, but it's not definitive. We have a precise role to play, but that is not the final role. So that means by recognizing this reality, we can avoid pride. So in terms of the Bhagavad Gita analysis, Arjuna was thinking that if I fight and I kill my relatives, I will get the karma. But Arjuna was not realizing that he was being asked by the Supreme Lord Krishna to become an instrument of the divine will. And if he agreed to become an instrument of the divine will, then he would not be bound, because he would be elevated, he would be liberated. He would be able to transcend material existence and attain spiritual existence. So by acting on behalf of the Supreme, one can avoid all bondage, including the bondage coming from the conception that I am the doer and I can do great things, or the conception that I am the doer and I am doing terrible things. So the spiritual understanding of life, where one sees one's role enables one to act without becoming bound, knowing that we are the doers, but we are not the only doers. Thank you. Hare Krishna.